Om Shanti. 18th December 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you be ever happy and experience happiness in the garden of the flowers of divine virtues in your life. To be constantly in a state of happiness means to be full and complete. Sampanna Bharpur. Previously your life was in a jungle of thorns, and you have now come into the happiness of flowers. The flowers of divine virtues are constantly in the garden of your life. And so, whoever comes into contact with you will continue to receive the fragrance from the flowers of divine virtues and will be happy on seeing this happiness. They will experience power. This happiness makes others powerful and brings them into happiness. And this is why you say that you are ever happy. So happiness is a very, very rare commodity in today's world. And Baba is telling us, who are we? We are those souls who are ever happy. Their happiness never vanishes. Rather, with every passing day, the graph of our happiness goes up. So we are constantly happy souls. Earlier our life was in the jungle of thorns, and now you have come into the happiness of flowers. And that is why whosoever comes into your contact also receives the fragrance of this flowers of divine virtues, and they get happy on seeing you and they experience power. So your happiness makes others powerful, and your happiness makes others happy. And which is why it is said that you are ever happy souls. Baba talks about fragrance of divine virtues. And to be happy means to be in the state of full and complete. Full and complete. Sampanna Bharpur. So when such a stage is there in life, we are ever happy. Recently, in one of the classes for outsiders, we had discussed 7 principles of happiness. Actually, that class was for the newcomers who had recently become Baba's children from about 1 or 2 months. So there we had discussed this divine rainbow of happiness. So happiness in the Brahmin life is entirely a different thing. People in the world, they devise various means of staying happy. There are hundreds and hundreds of books written on happiness, and people give motivational classes, lectures, seminars, workshops, and so many things on happiness. But their perspective of happiness is entirely different. And Brahmin's perspective of happiness is entirely different. Probably, we may become unhappy with those things where the worldly people get happy. What is happiness for them may be unhappiness for us. And what is unhappiness for them is happiness for us. The mathematics is entirely different. What is deficiency for them is fulfillment for us. And what is deficiency for us may be fulfillment for them. What is achievement for them may be worthless for us, and what is achievement for us may be worthless for them. There is one sister who had come in Gyan, and she was a doctor. And from the time she came in Gyan, she gave up her medical practices. Her husband was also a doctor. So he continued his medical practice, and he used to say to his wife, because of you, I am losing 1.5 lakh every month. It's all because of you, Brahma Kumaris. So I am losing that much amount. So what is prapti here is a prapti there. What is achievement there is a non-achievement here. So that is how the spiritual calculation goes. So what do we do to become happy? What do we do to remain happy all the time? And Baba is adding the word adjective, ever happy. Ever happy means always happy. Means at all time, at all places, in all circumstances. Ever means three things. All places, all time, all circumstances. Morning also happy, afternoon also happy, and evening also happy. In Madhuban also happy, in house, place, workplace, field, seva, center, everywhere happy, all places, all circumstances. Adverse circumstances, good circumstances, bad circumstances, worse circumstances. Circumstance has nothing to do with our happiness. It comes and it goes. But my happiness stays, because my happiness doesn't feed on the outside. It is self-generated. It is auto-generated. It is self-luminous. Swayambhu happiness. So my happiness has no bearing with the outside world. So that is why it is independent. It doesn't depend on anything which is outside. So that is why this happiness is auto. So now, in this Brahmin life, the principles of happiness, the Brahmin life, the divine principles of happiness, we talk about, we had discussed that day, seven colors of the divine rainbow. One means one thing, two means two things, three means three things, four means four things, five means five things, six means six things, and seven means seven things. This is what is Brahmin life. First, one means one Baba. When there is only one Baba in life, we are happy. The moment second or third enters, deterioration starts. The moment second or third enters, the love gets divided. That is why the first principle of Brahmin life is just to love one, to surrender unto one, to have all relationships one, to remain lost in one, to get intoxicated with one, to love one, to remember one, to have all sharing with one. So everything one. When one is there, then happiness is ever happiness. Otherwise, unhappiness percolates into life. So the first principle of staying happy in Brahmin life, as a Brahmin, is keep one Baba in your heart. Bid goodbye to all other extra or anti-Baba elements. So then the happiness will come. Otherwise, something or other, lot of expectations from them, and then dissatisfaction, and then sorrow, and then suffering, and then tears. All these things will go on. All the worldly relationships all 100 disturbances take place. In one relationship, there are at least 100 layers. Just in a single relationship. If you take an husband and wife relationships, they have at least 100 layers of in that relationship. Starting from their initial love or body consciousness, they mature, emotional love, further mature, responsibilities, further they mature, and then they realize we are two different creatures, entirely different creatures. By mistake, we were together. And that love itself was a sort of deception. After many, many, many years, they realize that we used to think that we are two bodies and one soul. But now, they find that we were always different. There is nothing common in us. It was just a deception, an illusion of being together. So there are 100 layers in any one relationship of the world. The same thing will happen here. The moment you allow somebody to get attached to you, many things start. Many disturbances start. Though one may not call it disturbance, but as regards spiritual sadhana, they are disturbances. Because sadhana, it has to be acres, constant, stable. It should remain free from all the extraneous elements. So one means one Baba. Two means two people, Mamma and Baba. Follow only these two people in this yaki, if at all you want to follow anyone. Because if you follow somebody and one day you find him doing something wrong, then what? You feel you are impressed by somebody. Just as Shambhai had given an example the other day, there was a speaker and he spoke on non-veg very fluently, eloquently, and public were impressed by his speech. And one of the audience thought, let me follow this man. And he followed him to the restaurant and he found that this man is eating non-veg. And he asked him, how come that you just now gave a talk on non-vegetarian, against non-vegetarian diet, and you are now eating non-veg? He said, I told, but I never said that I myself don't take. So there can come a deception like this. There was a lady who got so impressed with one TV serial when one man was acting as Shri Krishna. And she was a devotee of Shri Krishna and she followed him all the way to the Mumbai. And when she reached and found his address, he was having a dance party going on. So all her devotion, all her feelings, all her emotions for that man was devastated. So such a thing can happen. So it's better not to follow anybody. Learn from everybody. Have respect for seniors. But don't make them your sole support, whom your role model, and you just start following them. Because one day you might discover some of their flaw, defect, and you might get hurt. And then that hurt would be very deep, because it was an emotional hurt. Because you had a very deep feeling for somebody. And then you see that he is doing this. You are shocked. Deep emotional trauma happens. So, two means just follow Mamma and Baba. None else. There's no need of following anybody. Read their lives. Understand what they were. And then follow them. The three means three goals of Brahmin life. Nirakari, Nirvikari and Nirankari. This is the goal of this Brahmin life. To become viceless, egoless and incorporeal. To practice being bodiless as much as possible, this is the goal. An angel means who is bodiless. Second is viceless. Viceless means without any vice, very pure. The third is egoless. Recently in the Murli, which was played in Shantivan, Baba talked about 10 qualities of an angel. And the 8th quality was, angel is somebody who has crossed two hurdles. First, Devan, and second, Devabhiman. An angel is somebody who has crossed these two hurdles. So to think that I speak very well, my churning is good, my handling power is good, I give very nice course. To think all of this, my thoughts are very good, my opinions are very valuable. To have such consciousness is body consciousness. So angel is somebody who has crossed all these things. So viceless, egoless, I am doing this. From where this I has come? Where in the confluence age everything is being done by God Himself. It is His work. It will go on. In yesterday's Sakar Murli it was there. This sacrificial fire, don't think that you are giving anything. Hands off. Don't think that you are doing anything for this Yajna. It was there and Yajna will go on. When you were not there, that time Yajna was there. When you are there, Yajna is there. Tomorrow you will not remain. Yajna will still continue. Yajna doesn't feed and depend on your service. Tomorrow you might not be there, but still it will continue. So just think that it is my fortune that I am contributing to the purity. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, please contribute for purity. So Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirankari, three things. Then what are the four things of Yajna? Four subjects: Jnan, Yoga, Dharana and Seva. Focus on these four things all the time. We are students, so it should not happen that three subjects you are very good, one subject you are very good like Seva, and rest of the three subjects you are not good. Or you are very good at three subjects and one subject you are not good. All the four subjects, Baba said, a balance is needed. Don't go too much into service also. While talking with that Gujarat group recently, Baba said, don't go, keep a balance. So this balance, striking this fine balance is very important. So we have got four subjects: Jnan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva. If find out, a smart and good student is someone who tries to find out in which subject I am weak. And what he does, if he finds that I am weak in mathematics, what he does? He practices, and what he does? He meets those students who are very good in mathematics. He keeps company or takes teachings, learning from that those students. He joins some tuition class for mathematics if he is very poor in mathematics. And what else he does? Person is very weak in maths. Self-learning. Extra time, extra practice, extra time, extra learning, everything extra he will do. And he will be more focused on that subject because he knows that I am good at language, I am good in history, I am very good in geography, but in mathematics, what is known as, in Hindi, there is a proverb, Neel Bate Sannata. This is the only subject where I am gone. So, four subjects. Five in Brahmin life is five swarup, practice of five forms. Now I am Brahmin. First of all, starting from the point of light in Paramdham, then in the golden age, a deity form. Then in the copper age, worshipworthy form. And then in the confluence age, Brahmin. And the aim of the Brahmin life is to become angel. So five forms. So five means five forms. Six secrets of drama. Six means there are many secrets of drama, but I have just taken six. The first secret of drama is that drama is vividhata purna. It is multifaceted. There are so many variety of drama. There is a lot of variety in this drama. Drama is not just a monotonous thing. 100 things are happening at one moment in one's life. So it's multifaceted drama. Then this drama is repetition. It's repeating. That's the facet. This is the nature of this drama. And this drama is kalyankari. It's very beneficial. There is a hidden benefit in each and every scene of the drama. And then that drama is fixed. And that drama is accurate. And this drama is just. Nyayakari. There is no injustice happening anywhere in this drama. It is we who feel that this injustice, that injustice, he is getting something, he is not getting anything. This as if somebody has done injustice to me. No injustice. Drama is just. Just as father is just, the drama is just. He is the supreme judge. How can he pronounce a wrong verdict? His judgment is just. And the seventh thing means seven virtues of the soul. Accepting those seven virtues. This is a very important thing. Have we accepted? I am a pure soul. Have I accepted purity? Probably not. I am a loveful soul. Have I accepted love? I am a knowledgeful soul. Happy soul, ever happy. We are thinking the seven principles of staying ever happy, all the time happy. Happy means time, all places, all circumstances. Happiness means three things, three dimensions of happiness, all the time. Amrit Vela happy, during Murli happy, during eating happy, during Karma Yoga happy, evening happy, night happy, sleeping happy, all the time happy. With class, without class, happy. Because my happiness doesn't depend on anything outside. What? Amrit Vela? No, that is not the way. Baba said, there are some children who only sit, drink and eat yesterday's Murli. There are children, they do three types of upasana. They are known as three types of sadhanas. They are known as in Ayurveda, trayopasana. Trayopasana means three types of tapasya. Eating, drinking and sleeping. So they are so much lost in this tapasya. They don't want to get disturbed. They are doing this tapasya. Eating, drinking and sleeping. Trayopasana. So they are very happy in this tapasya. So Baba says, wake them up. Become the Menaka of Vairag and disturb the Trayopasana of this Vishwamitras. So, seven principles of happiness. One Baba. Two, Mamma and Baba. Three, Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirankari. Egoless, incorporeal and voiceless. Four subjects of this knowledge. Find out which subject I am weak and give more attention to that subject. If I am weak in knowledge, read more Murlis. Listen more classes. Understand this knowledge. Go into the depth. Churn more knowledge. Associate with those people who are knowledgeable according to you. Talk with them. Discuss with them. Fifth means five swarup. What are the five forms? Point of light, deity form, worship worthy form, Brahmin form and angelic form. So Baba recently described 10 different qualifications of an angel. What are they? First, angel means he is light. Second, angel means who is loved by everyone, pyara. Angel means third, who is detached from the sakar body. Fourth, angel means who is king. Fifth, angel means who is double light angel. Fifth is seva. In seva, in service, how his stage should be. It is that people say that Brahma Kumaris are good, here their Baba is good, but what is the source? Which is the source of this knowledge? That source is important. And sixth means, angel means I am double light angel. Seventh means there is a harmonizing of sanskars. And eighth means you have crossed two hurdles. What are the two hurdles? obstacle, Dehabhan and Dehabhiman. Ninth means you are making this angelic stage into your practical life. Just as example of Brahma, anybody came to him and he is situated in his bodiless stage. And the last means emerging the angelic sanskars. Work on emergence of those sanskars. They have become submerged. They have gone down like Titanic. They are lost. Re-emerged. Let re-emerge those sanskars. So these are the seven principles of staying ever happy in Brahmin life. This is not for the worldly people because they don't know what are four forms, four subjects and five forms and six qualities of the drama. What we said, drama is vividhatapurna, means it is multifaceted, multivariegated. Drama is very, very repetitive. Drama is kalyankari, fixed, accurate and nyayakari. These are the six important points of drama. And last, seven means seven virtues of the soul. So these are the seven colors, seven fragrances of the spiritual flower to stay ever happy. Om Shanti.